You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Hannah Cohen, what is it that you do again?
Oh, well, I study energy management / energy science / it's getting renamed, so it's kind of
really
changed.
What are they renaming it to?
Like
Dave.
Sustainable energy. I actually just study Dave. It's quite fun. Dave 4. No, I think they're renaming it to like sustainable energy engineering.
Okay.
When I did it, it was
an
energy
engineer.
It's about as close to engineering as you can get at Otago.
Is it a BSI or is it a something else?
Yeah, so I did the undergrad BSI, Bachelor of Science,
nice.
Energy Science and Technology. But then my honours, they only did it in the Applied Science, which was Energy Management, rest in peace, Applied Science.
Yeah.
And now they're just kind of making it one cohesive thing. And now that I'm doing Masters, it's Energy Studies, I think.
Okay, cool. And so, name aside, what do you do? What's it all about?
Energy, my specific thesis.
Yes.
I'm looking into how we heat our houses and the effect of like different insulation levels and what
true.
That actually, what effect that ends up having on our like electricity grid.
Yeah, and what can you tell us?
I don't know yet. I haven't finished.
Fair enough.
But I mean, one of the big things we have to manage is that
energy.
Is energy manage energy? Energy management. In winter, obviously, we use a lot more energy to heat.
Yes.
But a lot of renewables actually don't increase over winter.
Indeed.
Which is kind of unhelpful.
In fact, they often decrease.
So there's that supply to demand mismatch, if you will.
The duck curve, right? That's on a daily basis. Yeah, that.
The duck curve. Yeah, that is also, you have morning and evening peaks, whereas things like solar peak in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And so then you have to have like battery storage, and you've got to be like matching those peaks.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of stuff you have to manage around that. But as we move towards more renewable energies, this kind of, and we keep building our houses the way we do now, which is not very good in New Zealand.
Yeah.
That peak and that mismatch gets bigger and bigger, and we end up having more situations like we did in May this year where they're like, please stop using energy, it's cold and we're not ready for it.
Yeah. So what's the answer? Obviously build houses better.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we look at, and like we've seen from like passive houses, you can have like, rather than the winter peak being 5 times the summer demand, the winter demand's like 2 times.
Yeah, wow.
Which is a huge reduction
that
in energy.
Huge,
and would actually save us money if we just built our houses better.
Yeah.
But
it's hard to do because it's like different people's money at different times, right?
Yeah. It is a bit more money up front sometimes.
Yeah. Do we need more energy storage as well?
Potentially.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the end of the day, if we can reduce our energy, that's even better.
Yeah.
But the solution will probably be a mix of things.
Yeah.
So energy storage in some ways, which there are cool ways people do that with like
pumped hydro.
That is one way you can do it. There's just always the environmental concerns of that,
of course.
Onslow, rest in peace. But then you can also have like wind houses or EVs have their own batteries, and so you can with local residential solar farms, and then you can charge up those batteries, and then when the demand is needed, discharge, and then boom, energy.
Yeah.
And so that can happen on a local level, which is quite cool.
Energy managed.
Energy managed. Yeah.
That whole vehicle to grid stuff is so fascinating to me because it seems like it's such a like a slam dunk win, but it's just not something that has been like properly like done, right?
Yeah.
Makes you think. Neve, thoughts?
Thoughts? It sounds very interesting.
How do you use energy, Niv?
I use energy in power hour when it's free.
Yep, because that's off peak, so it's cheaper.
Although it's causing a local peak, right? Because
it does cause local peaks, which is quite interesting to look at. There's definitely been some studies done on that I have definitely not read. but yeah, there's interesting effects that can have. But in general,
but overall it would be good, surely, right, to offset.
Well, I feel like a lot of it's more the stingy students doing that. And so when you've got residential families and stuff who do actually have to cook for their little children at like 5 p.m. when they get home, it kind of balances out.
Yeah. I find now that I work like a 9-to-5 job that I just increasingly realise how the convenient times that I want to use energy are the peak times, and I'm like, oh, this makes sense.
Oh, and that's why they're peak times.
Exactly.
When the things make sense, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Makes you think. Anyway,
that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.